says Rashi, Bar Kasha means Memuna Lamelech. He was appointed by the king. Yisrael Hoya. He was a Yisrael. So what happened? The Tarke Chaviya, a snake bit him. Have a Tlesa Chamri Chivra to the Pompadisa. There were 12 his donkeys, 13 donkeys in Pompadisa. And he knew this Eitzah, that if he get bit by a snake, he's supposed to take and the Uber of the Chamor and sit on top of it. So Karinu Lukulu, they opened them all up, Yishtachu Treifa, and all 13 were Treifas. So it's not going to cure him. No, have a Chodavu who gives the Pompadisa. They remember themselves that there's another Chamor on the other side of Pompadisa. So this policeman sent for it. Is that the Ozli, when he was going to get it, when he was going to get it, Ochlari, a lion came in the meantime and ate up this Bar Kishidis policeman. His Omlu Abayas said about this Maisa, Dilma Chivra de Rabbon Tarki. You know why this person was killed? Like they didn't let him in a Shemayim find a cure, because he was bit because of a curse of the Rabbonin. We'll soon see what that means. The Lestle Asusa. For that purpose, if a snake bites you because you don't listen to the Rabbonin, for that bite is no heal. There's no healing. There's no cure for it. The Pasuk in Kehillah says, "Upoyreitz geder yeshchenu nochish." If somebody breaks down the fence, that means he does not listen to the gzeiros that the Rabbonin make. He doesn't listen to the Rabbonin. He's yeshchenu nochish. A snake should bite him. And on this bite, we said that there's no refuah for it. So here, this person tried to get the refuah. Some Nishman, they didn't let him, they came there and they re-came and ate him up. Omalei, so they told back to Abaya, in Rebbe, you said good, you said right. Because we know what the Maisa was. We know why this person got this bite. The Maisa was the Chinach Nashid Rav, when Rav was Nifter. His Gozar, Rav Yitzchok Bar Bisna. Rav Yitzchok Bar Bisna made a gzeir of his door. The Leko, the Limtayu Asir, people should not bring ask you the tadasim, the gidmo levehilula, and the gidmo, it's also like a luluf, a deckle tree, a deckle branches. They should not bring these two things, tadasim and a gidmo levehilula, to a chasna, the tafla, to play with it, to make music with it. And what was the xero? Since Rav was nif, they didn't want the people to be too happy that year. So he made a xero, when you make a chasna, don't bring these things. The ozel ihu, now this person before, this bar kashia, this policeman of Pompadisa, he made a chasna, and Amtiyasi, he didn't listen, and he brought hadasim, for gidmo levehilulu, and he brought this to the chasna, the tavla, to make music with him. It is tarke chivra, so the maestro was, a snake came and bit him, or missed, and he died from it. Because since he didn't listen to the gzeiro that Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna made, he was a pirate together, his yashchenu nochesh. Rashi, the chinach nafshe, the Rav Gozer, Rav Yitzchok, shiu mamayetim mesimchi. Made gzeira that year, there shouldn't be too much simcha.
Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.
Nafshe, the Rav, when Rav was nifter, his Gozer, Rav Yitzchok, Bar Bisna. Rav Yitzchok, Bar Bisna made gzeira for his door. The leko, the limtayu, asio. People should not bring Asya the Tzadasim, the Gidmo Levehilula, and the Gidmo, it's also like a luluf, a deckle tree, a deckle branches. They should not bring these two things, Adasim and the Gidmo Levehilula, to a chasna, the tafla, to play with it, to make music with it. As well as Xeru, since Rav was nif, they didn't want the people to be too happy that year. So he made Xeru that when you make a chasna, don't bring these things. The Ozel Ihu, now this person before, this Bar Kashia, this policeman of Pompadisa, he made a chasna, and Amtiyasi, he didn't listen, and he brought hadasim, the gidmo levehilula, and he brought this to the chasna, the tavla, to make music with him. Is tarke chivra, so the maestro was, a snake came and bit him, or missed, and he died from it. Because since he didn't listen to the gzeiro that Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna made, he was a pirate together, his yashchenu nochesh. Rashi, the chinach nafshe, the Rav Gozer, Rav Yitzchok, shiu mamayetim mesimchi. He made gzeira that year, there shouldn't be too much simcha. Oisashon, only that year he made gzeira. Lo ye yoda mevi asa vigidmo li lulo betavlo. Shoi regilim lohovi hadas, he used to bring hadasim, viyanve de kolam, and the branches of the deck of a palm tree. to be happy in front of the chosen vekala. They brought this in front of them. They used to bang in front of them. The shuk in the shuk. The voyam, the tufun, they came with their trump, with their tufim, with their klishir, the zugim, the tavla. So he made the gzeira shle kask shulufne moed. They shouldn't bang these two, would make noise like it's too much simcha. And this person went and did it. So that was the einish that a snake bit him and he couldn't get healed up from it. So the Mara Hayman de Karche Chivro. If a person sees that a snake is around, is surrounded, going around him, swirling around the person himself, is lenchus lamaya, the person should go into the water. Velischof dikulo areshe, should put a basket on the head of the snake. Olahat kimene, like push away the snake from him. Vechisolak alavayu, when the snake goes on top of the basket, lishdayu lamaya, throw the basket in the water. Velislak, and then you should come up. Velaysen, run away. Rashi, the karche nichras vivoisav, he sees that the snake is going around him. Velischa vikula, sal, put a basket, aresha, techivu lamalam roshe, put the basket on top of the head of the snake. Velahat keminet, Rashi, yoredat sal mat mat, then put the basket down slowly. Letzar hanochesh, towards the snake. Vyavdil boy hanochesh mipsore, and separate the nochesh from your boss or from your meat, from you. Sheyal al asal, he should go onto the basket. Was it Rashi? What do you need to say? It's a four. Shem oichsoi biyode, because you're going to grab the snake with your hand. Oy menatke bechazok, if you have to pull him away, through with strength, yichos, he'll get angry at you of your shchenu, and he'll come to bite you. So that's the eight to go into the water, he'll lose like his grip upon you, and then you'll be able to pull him away with the basket. Chichisolos Rashi anochosh al asal, when the snake goes on top of the basket, yomar v'yashlichenu, b'mayim v'yavriach loy. Throw away the basket in the water and you run away. So tomorrow, Haiman demikni bei chavi. If a person sees that a snake is angry running after him, Rashi means koyes, the snake is angry v'roidach of running after you. Umareach reach pam of roidfoy. How does the snake know how to find you? He smells your footsteps. He follows your footsteps. So what's the yetzer? If you have a friend with you, like get a piggyback, go on top of his back, and let him take you for gamidi. So Rashi likve al gamidi sheyasek ikve pomov v'lo yochol arichem, that you won't have your footsteps on the ground, so the snake won't be able to smell it. He won't follow you anymore. And you see, though, he can't smell your feet. He only smells the footsteps on the ground. So if someone like picks you up or takes you for gamidi, he won't be able to smell it anymore. Vilo, if you don't have a friend with you, is lishro nagro. Jump over the trashi charit shamayim midla. Jump over a ditch of water. Vilo, levan hor. Go over a river. Over lailo, let's say at night time, when you want to go to sleep, you see a snake that's running chasing you. And what's the eitzah to have a good night's sleep? Loisve leparayo arba chavita. Put your bed, the four legs of the bed, on top of four barrels. Like raise your bed. V'nigni be'chukhve. And sleep in the open twilight. But don't sleep with a roof on top of you, because then we're afraid the snake will come in on the roof and jump on you. So sleep on top, there should be no roof. Sleep like under the stars. V'leise dalid shunri. Take four cats. V'lisrinu b'yabo kari the parayu. And tie them down to the four corners of your bed, to the four legs of your bed. Velase shachvi, and take some twigs, some small pieces of wood. Velishtehosim, and put it around your bed. Tichishom akoli, so if the snake comes near your bed at night, he'll have to crawl over these twigs, and he'll make some noise, so the cats will hear him coming. Is achilai, and then the cats will lead up the snake. So that's the eighth side to get a good night's sleep. Trashi abo chavita shulayalo olav maher v'layarech. That if you're on the ground, so then the snake will come jump on you. So that's why raise yourself a little bit. He shouldn't be sleeping under a roof, then he'll go on top of the roof and come down on you. Shachvi anofim ksofim, put some small branches there. The chod over makashke zebzeh, they'll make noise right the one with the other. When the snake goes on top of these branches, these twigs, they'll make noise, v'yagishu ha'chatulim v'yachilu, and the cats will hear the noise and eat them up. So tomorrow, Haiman deroyit abasrei. if somebody sees that a snake is chasing him, running after him, is lirhit bechalsa, go run into sand, because a snake can't run in sand. He'll turn away the snake, he won't run after you anymore. So that's the Yetzah of a run to the sand. There was a lady that she saw a snake, like looking at her. She doesn't know if the snake is interested in her, going to run after her or not. Should she be afraid of the snake or not? Is to shalach mana, like take off your clothing, and throw it in front of him, in front of the snake. If the snake is going to twirl around the clothing, then he's interested in her. She has to be careful. If the snake doesn't go near her clothing, then she knows that the snake is not after her. Let's say she sees though the snake is after her. What's at the corner? How could she save herself from the snake? Is to shamish kame. First Bar Yama says she should go with the husband and have tashma shamit in front of the snake. So Drashi, tishamish kame in baila, but this gana b'fana, then she'll become the snake, like will be magana, won't like her anymore. Ezika the Amri, some say, kol shechein du talk of la yitzah. That's not an eitzah. If you can have tashmash in front of the snake, pum fakir, the snake will have more yitzah to go after her. So elo the eitzah is, tishkol mimzayi, she should take off some of her hair, or mitufra, and from her nails, v'tishte bay, and throw it at the snake. V'teimo, and then she should say to the snake, dishtino ano, I'm a needy now, leave me alone. So Rashi says, dishtino ano, like I'm a nida. For lachish b'yamu, a lot of the snake is not going to understand this, but it's a lachish, it's a remedy to say these words in old favor. So the Mara Hai Yisra, there was a lady, the ayil bo chaviyah, that a snake went up her makom erev, went into a womb. So how do we get the snake out? His lift saw, let her spread her legs out, for leisvo atati chavit, she should put her two legs on two different barrels. Say bisra shamona, he should bring fatty meat, velishte agumra, and we should put it on top of hot coals, velisei agano tetachli, and she should put it agana tetachli drashi sal molishachlaim, she take a basket full of cress, vechamro richsana, and she should take wine that smells very good, has a strong smell to it. We should put it underneath her legs. We should mix them all up together. She should make sure she has like a tweezers or a pliers in her hand. Because when the snake is going to smell this smell, nothing will come out of her. She should go. She should grab the snake when he puts his head out to smell this. She should grab it with the tweezers. For Likleya Benurin, right away throw him into the burning coals to burn up the snake. Diloy Hodra Olivor, because if she's not going to burn up the snake right now, kill the snake will come after her again. So to Marva, Kolo Eichlim, the Mishnah says, all Eichlim you're allowed to eat. Hey, the Chiddush is, if healthy people eat this food, so even though you're sick now and you're doing a Meshem Mefu, it's still a smuta. Like if somebody has a sore throat on Shabbos and he wants to take tea, it's smuta. Because since healthy people also take tea, even though you're taking it now only because you're sick, you have a sore throat, still it's mutter. So the Gemara called Eichlan Lasu Yemai. What's the Chiddush? Mashma was not talking about stam tea. He's like, tea is chita, everybody takes that. What type of a food are we talking about that still maybe I would think it's only done L'Shem Refua? Still it's mutter. Now the Gemara Lasu Yitchur is talking about eating milt. L'Shinayim. Because milt is very hard to chew and to digest. So since you have to chew a lot, it's good for your teeth, it's exercise for your teeth. But it's no good for your digestive system. So I would think, since it's no good for the digestive system, healthy people don't take it. And only people take it that have teeth problems. That should be also, Kamashmur, no. Healthy people also take it. So Drashi, Tcher Lishinayim, V'yafa pi shekoshel lubnei mayin, even though it's bad for the digestive system, still it's mutter. V'yitin huadin kashinon lubnei mayin, V'yitis kashinon, even though it's healthy, fakir, kashinim is just the opposite of tchil. It's good for the digestive system, but it's no good for the teeth. So I would think, since it's no good for the teeth, only people eat it mishum refuah, kamashmullah, no. Healthy people also eat it, therefore it's mutter. Rashi kashin lufle mayim. V'yafa pisha koshli shnayim k'naminim b'brochis. And then Rashi says, he gavur, sagat adich minuch. Kivon she koshim liyodom, since it's hard, it's harmful. For the person, lav orcha l'machlino ilav refuo, a healthy person doesn't eat this. Only person that needs it for refuo, sheyesh bim. Umucha milsa v'nisra, and I would think it's mucha milsa, you take the namish from refuo, kamash malono. That even healthy people also eat these things. Therefore, even though you're doing it now, l'shem refuah, still it's muta. Right, the Mishnah says, kol ha-mashkin, any type of a drink that healthy people drink, you could also drink it, mishem refuah. L'asu yemai, what's the chiddush? L'asu yemei tzalfim, b'choymitz. You're taking the juice of mei tzalfim. Rashi says that's pre-shel tzlaf. You have the Gemara Brachos that tzlaf gives off four different type of fruits, the four different things that's edible. So if you take the ikka fruit and you squash it, squeeze it out to get its juice with vinegar, that you're allowed to drink on Shabbos. Omele Ravina Larova, Mal Lishtas Meraglayim B'Shabbos. What about the allowed to drink Meraglayim on Shabbos or not? Omele Tanina, we learned, says in the Mishnah, Kol HaMashkin Shoyse. You're allowed to drink any type of a drink that healthy people drink, you could drink on Shabbos. Meraglayim Uloy Shosu Inshe, Mashenke Meraglayim, people don't drink. Therefore, pshit, it's also the drink, merak laim and shabbos. But that's mukhanusa, you're only doing it mishum refu. Chutz mei de kolam. The Mishnah says, though, you can't drink the water of palms. For the maratona, chutz mei de korum. One bryce said, not mei de kolam of palm trees, but mei de korum like it stabs you. Water that stabs. For the mara, man de tona mei de korum. The bryce says, the geuser is. May the korim shame doikrim es hamora, because it sticks the gallbladder. It's no good for the gallbladder, this drink. For man the yama made the kolim, and now Mishnah that calls it made the kolim. Why sheyotzim in shnei the koli? Because it comes out between two palm trees. My made the kolim. What does that mean? Made the kolim. From a rabba ba brunya, tarti tiloi ikav marova. There are two big palm trees in Eretz Yisrael. Venafka Eino de Mayim Ibinayu, and there's a well of water that comes out between the two of them. And that's called Medikolim. What is it meant for? Kisa Kama Marafa. If you're constipated, you take one glass of it, it makes it loose. Idok, if you take a second drink, Mishalshul, Faket, it makes you go too much. Idok, if you take a third drink of this Medikolim, Kihecha the Ailu, the same way it goes inside you, Hochi nafti, and it's such a cleaner, it comes right out of your system right away. Omer Ulo the Didi Shasi Shikh the Bavloi. Ulo said when he was constipated, he used to drink beer that came from Bavel. O Mali Minai, it was better than this made the colon. Abu Dula Rogo Bayaboyim Yoyim. It means you do not drink this beer from Bavel within the last 40 days. As if you roggle and drinking the beer, it doesn't help you. But if you didn't drink the beer for the last 40 days, then it's alright. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Zeisam HaMitzri. Since we're talking about something for constipation, why says Zeisam HaMitzri also helps you? So what is Zeisam HaMitzri, type of a drink from Mitzrayim? It's Tilsa Sari, one third made out of barley. Tilsa Kurtami, one third is Kurtami. Tilsa Milcha, one third is salt. Rapapa Roma Tilsa Chita, one third is made out of wheat. Tilsa Kurtami, one third is Kurtami. Vitulsa milcha, and one third is milcha, made out of salt. Visimnecha, what's the simon to remember which said which? Which one said which? Is Sisnoi. So Drashi, Sisnoi, Kali Shanaisna by tomorrow. It's a Kali that you put dates inside it. Kanamina Bialmo. Yevisimnecha, Shleitechalev Shemaita, don't change around the Shemaita, shame Kali. Zay Yelecha Simon. The name of this Kali should be the simon. Sheesh by Shnei Samochim. It has two letters like one next to another. And here also, Rav Yosef or Masari. Rav Yosef is the one that says Sari, so look like one next to another. Sefta Simon. So tomorrow, Vishosu Luhu, Bein Davchal Yatzarta, people used to drink it between Pesach and Shavuos. It used to heal you. It is the Komet Amarfi. Someone was constipated, it made you go. Lay Uderofi, if it was, you have a shulshu going too much, komatle, used to make you hold it back a little bit. This was the drink of Zaytzim HaMitzri. The people used to drink it then between Pesach and Shavuos. Right, stop here.
You'd be holding me, I think. Yeah, the koi sikrin, you daf kuf yud. The koi sikrin. Mishnah says what? It, the koi sikrin is also also to drink, but nei shem liruka. People take it for a jointice. It's a medicine. So the more my koi sikrin, what is this koi sikrin? What type of medicine is it? Omer Rab Yechanon, laisi mitakel zuza kuma. You take a takel, the weight of a zuzah, the weight of a zuz from kuma, that's one type of a herb, Alexandria, it grows in Alexandria. Or mitakel zuz, another weight of a zuz, agave gila, another type of a herb. Or mitakel zuz, another weight of a zuz, a kukurma, rishka, another type of a herb. These three herbs you take together, b'leshvekinu, you grind them up, b'had yadodi together, and you make a drink out of it. Yeah, that's this kais ikrin. Kids, you grind up different type of herbs and make a drink out of it. Is tlosa bechamra lezova. If you have an isha that's a zova and she wants to stop seeing her dam, wants to stop being a zova, is tlosa bechamra. Let her take all these three and mix it up with wine and drink it together. V'loy mekra, and she won't become an akara from this. Trash lezova. Hanech tlosa mini. Take all these three type of herbs. Lishkaya b'chamra and mix it up into wine, and she should drink it. V'loy nekra, ena nekeres milelich. Won't become an akara from having children. L'fi shayayin mafich hazokim, because the wine takes away the strength. Shel samonim from these type of herbs. Or misrapim minacholi, it heals her up from the sickness that she's being a zov and for a zova, and she won't be an akara. Liruka lirukuna. Let's say somebody has jointice and he wants to get healed up. Is trained b'shichru. He only takes two of these herbs and cooks it up and mixes it up with beer and he should drink it. Umekra, and it becomes an akora. Makes him that he won't be able to have children anymore. Trashil yakuna trei minayil lishte b'shichru. Let him take two of these herbs and drink it with beer. V'zeh refuah, so that's his refuah. Umekim al hoiz. But if he takes this refuah, because akon, he won't be able to have children anymore. That's for yakuna. So tomorrow, lezova tlosa bechamra v'loy mekra. For zova, she should take these three herbs together with wine, and she won't become an akara. V'loy, and let's say the akara either can't find this, zova can't find this remedy, or else she tried it and didn't help her. What's another thing to do? Leisi tlosa.